sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.trinityunitedmethodistseymour.org. Our next community meal will be Saturday, March 18th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Please join us for some good food and fun fellowship here at Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street, Seymour, Indiana. Today's scripture reading will be coming from Romans chapter 4, verse 1 and 5, and 13 through 17, followed by today's sermon, Abraham Believed God, by Pastor Angel Armstrong. Okay, 4, 1, 2, 5. Okay. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. It was not through law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who live by laws are heirs, faith has no value and the promise is worthless. Because law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. The Word of God.
For the people of God, praise be to God. Beloved, I've got something that should encourage us all. Chad came in for one of our community meals and decided to stay and has found a church family here. He and Dana will be joining the church sometime through Eastertide. That is God's encouragement for us, that we still have what people want. We have the Word of God. We have a loving and accepting congregation. And we follow the Spirit. Let's give Him a hand. No, I messed you up. I was so worried about you being nervous that I was trying to help you and messed you up. Abraham believed God. Is there anything more powerful than those three little tiny words? Abraham believed God. And because he so believed God, not just that he believed in God, as far as God exists, something had to create the universe. Something had to speak creation into being. No. Abraham believed what God said to him, and for that, he was deemed righteous. Abraham was a friend of God, and I don't know about you all, but I know when my really close friends tell me something, I believe it. My best friend prays for me daily, and I pray for her. When she sends me a scripture, I know because I know that it is something that God has laid on her heart to give to me. I lay myself bare before her and ask her, how could I have done different in this situation? What did I do wrong? What am I not listening to? And when she offers a word of correction, I believe it. And I listen to it. And I believe that we here in this church feel the same way about our close friends. And even more importantly, we feel this way about God. We believe in what God says. We don't just stop at the belief that God exists. or stop at the belief that he created the universe. We listen for him, first and foremost in the scriptures. And then, I don't know about you, but I listen for him in the wise counsel of the saints. And I listen for him in nature. And I listen for him in our traditions, our creeds, the things that have been passed down from generation to generation. I even listen for him in songs. And he ministers deeply to me in that way. One summer, in the village of Crete, the drought of the past winter threatened the crops, and the priest told his congregation one day, "The only thing that is going to help us is that we say the litany of rain." So he told his congregation to go home and to fast throughout the week and to pray and believe that God would bring rain the following Sunday. So they went home and they prayed and they fasted. And they all filed into the church the next Sunday morning. And as the priest watched them file into the church, he got furious. "I will not do the litany of rain." And one of the congregants said, But Father, what's wrong? You told us to go home and fast, to go home and pray for rain, and to come back believing that it would rain." And the father said, "Then where are your umbrellas?" If the weatherman told us that it was going to rain, we would probably carry an umbrella with us. But if God told us that his one and only son was going to return to the earth and he was going to be the sovereign judge over all, and that we needed to get that message out to others, we would say that we believed. But would we move into action? I believe that our tendency would be, yeah, that's going to happen, but it hadn't happened in 2,000 years. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime. Nevertheless, that's exactly what we are called to do. If God told Abraham it was going to rain, Abraham would have run for cover in the desert, because Abraham believed what God said. When Abraham told him that he was going to be a father at a very old age, that he was going to be the patriarch of a nation more numerous than the stars, Abraham started making a cradle. Abraham believed. Now Abraham was human and fallible as we are, and he stumbled in his faith. And Sarah, his beloved, she struggled. "I'm 90 years old, and that man over there is getting ready to turn the century mark, and you're telling me that we're going to have our first child." But God showed them both that it was no laughing matter. Now Abraham believed what God said. Yet there were times that, like us all, he was all about self-preservation, like when he lied and said that Sarah was his sister to protect his life. But we see over and over again in the Word of God just how much Abraham believed. When Abraham was told to sacrifice his long-awaited, beloved, precious heir, Isaac, he took the young man up the mountainside. He took everything needed for the sacrifice. The young man wasn't stupid. He said, "Father, you have everything for a sacrifice. But where? Where is the sacrifice?" Don't worry, son. God will provide. And to Abraham's credit, because I don't think I could do it, beloved, I don't know. I would believe God. I would know that it was the right thing to do, but I don't think I could get as far as strapping my child down and preparing to sacrifice him. When the angel of the Lord said, "Look behind you, for God has provided the sacrifice," and there stood a ram. Whew! Abraham believed what God said. But what did Abraham's belief get him? Initially, it got him scorn and ridicule. It got him turmoil. Let's take a look at others that believed what God had to say. Noah so believed God that he didn't just fall to his knees and plead and ask for deliverance. He got busy and he built an ark. Even though up until that point it had never rained. Water had never come from the sky. The earth was nourished by water coming up from the ground. Abraham so believed, or Noah so believed, that he saved the earth. Yet it was not easy. He was ridiculed as well. He had to watch all of humankind be destroyed, save for one family. And David, young boy, he believed. Though he was ridiculed, he was armed with only a slingshot and five smooth stones, and he could not bear the Lord to be ridiculed. He